Hello, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting on Thursday, October 2nd. I am Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board and Interim Executive Director of Pacifica, and I'm going to ask Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair this meeting. Tony?
Yes. Yes, can we, before we start, can we get a timekeeper and volunteer for that?
Point of order, Chair?
So that's Florence?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
No. I can't keep time because I'm traveling to public transportation. I had a point of order.
Well, before we get, can we get a timekeeper before? I want to get that. Last time we didn't have a timekeeping, so I kind of thrown off. Anybody want to do a timekeeper?
This is Brian. I can do that.
Okay, Brian, timekeeper. Okay. Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Point of order?
I think
that's what I have, Serene.
Lawrence had a point of order, then Serene. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
No. Mine's a point of procedure of a higher order.
Yes.
Sorry, Lawrence. We have to take attendance and start the meeting.
But that's exactly what I was going to say, Serene.
Okay.
Okay. We take the attendance, Serene.
Okay. Janice Lane Ewer?
Present and moving to mute.
Okay. Brian Edwards Tigert.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn. Say again, Janet.
Present. Here.
Oh, thanks. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazon. Lydia. Kim Coughlin.
Here. This is Lydia muting.
Okay, thanks. Lawrence Reyes?
Here, and I'm muting.
Okay, thanks. Adriana Casanes?
Present.
Hank Lamb is not going to be with us tonight. George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzel had indicated he would not be with us tonight. Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman.
I think she asked for an absence for an intermediary appearance at this meeting because she's traveling.
I thought
she'd be able to get the message through already. But anyway, that's
she is who?
Carolyn Burden is traveling and is probably a little bit dependent on her internet connections to get her, or her telephone connections to get on with us. But anyway, I am here.
Yes.
This is
okay,
Janet,
thanks.
And I'm here.
Okay, thanks. I didn't see anything from Carolyn when I was online earlier.
Point of order.
Not during attendance, thanks.
It is on your computer.
What?
She did send
one to everyone.
She did send one. Okay, so she has she's notified us.
Hello? Ladies. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lizette King. Heather Gray.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Tony, present.
We have quorum, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Okay, do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Brian, so moved.
Brian, second. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we, are there any amendments to the agenda? I'm sorry, first of all, let's go over this. There has been two requests for excused absences, Richard and Manage.
Hank, I saw Hank and Richard. I didn't see anything from Manager, but I haven't been online in a few hours.
Can you hear me?
I think I know what you're about to say. Manager sent an email for us to be out all the month, so I assume she would be requesting an excuse absence. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Manager, Richard, and Hank.
Point of order.
It's Serene.
Okay. Manager indicated she would be traveling for September. We're now in October, and I think we can defer this until she tells us what she wants. She is not, in fact, requested an excused absence item. People should just...
Boing. Come on.
This is Kim.
I'm just gonna go ahead because she's to be out of the country. She's still out of the country, so I would take. She sent an email saying I assume she's requesting an excused absence for that time period. So
this is not a question of order. We vote on it.
It's not a vote. It's a matter of correct information. Manage wrote us. She was appearing in court first thing tomorrow for having been arrested in a protest. That's
point
where she is. She has a trial.
Okay, I have a request from Manage, Richard, and Hank. Is there any objection to excusing them?
This is Kim.
Mr. Chair.
No
Mr.
objection.
This is Adriana.
Are you making a point of order, Adriana? Yes, Adriana.
We received just an email from Ms. Carolyn Borden explaining that she was traveling and she doesn't know if she will have internet. We received that in the internet. We just received her email.
Right, because you don't know whether you're going to have it until you're on the train.
Point of order.
Really.
So, what's your point of order?
Okay, please ask the member who just spoke to stop shouting out, to ask for the stat, the floor like everyone else.
Margie. Benito, I second the request.
Margie.
I think I heard Margie, then Brian.
Thank you. I just want to amend Brian's motion to include Carolyn Burden and Manage. I don't remember what he said. What did you say, Brian? I didn't write it down.
I haven't been given the floor yet to make a motion.
I would like to move
that we use the absence of Manage Saba, Richard Uzel, Hank Lamb, and Carolyn Burden.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you repeat the names, please?
Manage Saba, Richard Uzel, Hank Lamb, and Carolyn Burden.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
This is Lydia. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I saw a request for an excused absence from Rodrigo.
Yes.
So I would like to amend the motion to include Rodrigo. He said he had an emergency. Did people not see that?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay, so that's my motion to amend Brian's motion.
So it goes how? Point of information, chair.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes. Can she repeat the
amendment?
Yes. Rodrigo Argueta said he had an emergency and asked for an excused absence. I'm looking for the email now.
And to be added to the list of excused absences, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. We'll add that amendment without objection. Can we now vote on the motion to excuse those members? The request excused. Is there any objection to excusing those members? Without objection, their excused absences have been voted on. We'll now go to the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Janet Kay, point of information and, well...
Yes, Janet Kay.
I'll possibly have an amendment. Okay, so I had sent something to add. I sent it on email today to add to the election committee's list. A motion adopted on September 8th, 2014. I'd like that added. And then also my question is, there's nothing listed for personnel committee. I vaguely remember that there were some motions that might need to be addressed by the whole board. So maybe Janice or someone else can...
Janice, and your point of information...
Oh, let me just get a clarification on what Janet Kay. Were you just doing a point of information, or were you making an amendment to the event of the agenda?
Well, there were two points. One was amending the agenda with the September 4th election committee motion, September 8th that I had emailed earlier. And then a question, the personnel committee is not listed among the committees to report or to that might have motions that the entire board needs to address. So I'm asking whether there are any motions that were left out. I was asking.
Madam Secretary, you want to address those questions that she just asked, and then we'll.
Yeah, each committee chair was contacted and asked to send on to the board any motions and the status. My recollection, and excuse me, but I'm not in front of my computer, and Janice can correct me, is that she said that personnel did not have a motion, but that affiliates did have one. And I know that another member of the personnel committee had subsequently raised on email that, in fact, there were motions to come forward. And in my cover note to you guys this afternoon, I said that, you know, if there are motions for various committees that are not listed, that they could be brought forth at the meeting. The motions that you see on the agenda are either the ones that had been on the agenda, previous agenda for committees, or which were forwarded by chairs subsequent to the draft.
Okay. Mr. Chair, point of information. Sorry, point of order. Thank you.
Janet, what's your point of information?
This is Janice Lane Ewart.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janice Lane.
Representative. Thank you. I did. Thank you, Serene. Thank you, Lydia. It is my recollection that there were not motions coming from the last meeting of the personnel committee, and while I attempted quite vigorously to learn if there were motions that had been considered and approved to bring today's agenda, I did not receive a response from the individual who seemed to think so, and given the size of the committee and the work that remains to be done, I did not find it in the best position to bring forth information that has not been approved by the committee. So, no, I did not add motions for the personnel committee.
Madam Secretary, do you want to address that point of information?
No, this is Lydia.
Lydia? You have a point of
Margie. I asked first.
Oh, sorry.
You have a point of information, point of order, or what
I want to make
request?
An amendment to the agenda.
Okay, before I get to you, Margie, I thought that was Janice was requesting a point of information. Do you want that question answered?
Kim, with a point of information.
First of all, I want to get with Janice's point of information, if Madam Secretary can respond, if she wants to respond to Janice.
I'm sorry. I didn't get your question, Janice. Please repeat. I'm sorry. I'm on the road.
I do not have a question. I was clarifying for Janet Kay and for the rest of the board that I did not move forward motions from the personnel committee because there were no motions presented at the last personnel committee to bring forth for approval or discussion by the full board. I am expecting that my committee mates have determined something different, and I will give them the floor.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
Janet Coburn made a motion to add an elections motion, so we have to deal with that.
Point of order.
Mr. Chair.
Brian, what's your point of order?
Information gets you to skip the stack only if you're asking a question.
Okay, my question is, made an addition. Shouldn't we deal with that first?
Well, I'll respond to that. I understood. I kept asking her if that was a point. I don't know. She can't make a motion during a point of information. She's called for a point of information and then made a motion. So that was the confusion of it. But I will certainly recognize it later on. I think the next person we had on the stack was Markey.
Thank you.
And Serene to the set, please.
Okay.
And Janet Kay.
And then Janet. I have Margie, Serene, and Janet Kay.
Okay. So my
and Lydia. Can you hear me?
Is somebody keeping track of time? We only have 30 minutes for this item.
This is Lydia to the staff.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you, Lydia.
Okay.
Okay, Margie.
I move that we move, that we add the elections committee report that Janet referenced that was sent to the board, and that we put that immediately after the CFO report, and that we also include there any other motions from the elections committee which are still alive and kicking. So that's
is there a
motion.
Is there a second to that amendment?
It's
been seconded?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, Margie, you want to quickly motivate your amendment?
Well, I think among many, I mean, there are so many pressing issues, it makes my head swim. But I think that the question of the elections is an extremely pressing issue. And we have motions from the committee that need to be dealt with ASAP. And so that's my, I want it to happen tonight, if possible.
Is there anyone who wants to speak to this amendment? Can we adopt this amendment without objection? Without objection, so ordered. Amendment is adopted. Next person I have on the stack was Serene.
Okay, so thank you. I would like to move the issue of affiliate members for 2015. I can't send you the motion. I'm actually riding home right now in a car. But I'll be able to send it in the next 20 minutes, or by the time we get to it, add to the. There are three motions on the affiliate committee list, two of which I think are. Well, never mind. There are three there, and I'd like to add one with regard to opening the process for nominations for affiliate directors for next year.
I'm not. So, what is your amendment again? Could you just
point
quickly,
of
sum it up?
What does this mean?
Could you briefly sum up what the amendment is, Serene?
The amendment is that I would like to add to the three existing affiliate committee motions a fourth motion with regard to opening nominations for affiliate directors for 2015.
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the stack.
First of all, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Been seconded. Okay, you want to briefly motivate that, Serene? And could you please send that in writing?
Okay, I'm in a car on my way home.
Okay.
I'll be able to send it in 20 minutes.
Point of order. Point of order. I don't think we can vote on it until Serene gets home and gets to consider and deliberate over this issue. It's fairly important.
You haven't been recognized. You haven't been recognized.
I apologize.
But quickly, we're not voting. She's just motivating it. Hopefully, by that time, she'll get it in.
I'm not bringing the motion. I'm bringing an item to the agenda to deal with the affiliate nominations process. The language of the motion that will come under that item need not be presented in order for us to decide to add the item.
Okay, what do you want to add this item on the agenda?
The affiliates committee has three motions currently on the agenda. I would like to make this motion the fourth from the committee, but the first on the list.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, so it's my understanding that the motions under that item, Roman numeral 3, 2013 and 2014 motions from PNB committees, are motions that came out of the committees. And my question is, did this motion that the director just proposed come out of the affiliates committee, or is this a separate motion?
Green, you want to briefly address that?
Yeah, at the affiliates committee meeting, when was it, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago? I don't know. We discussed the need for the process
to be opened. I think it has either an October 15th or I think it's an October 15th deadline. I'm sorry, I don't have the bylaws committed to memory, but it is time sensitive in that we want to provide notice to members of the affiliate stations, to the various affiliate stations, of the openings on the board. I had asked Teresa Allen, who's the secretary for that committee, to actually send the motion, and she may, in fact, have done so. I have not been online for the past 4 hours or so. I will know shortly whether or not we have the actual language, but it is out of a committee discussion. It is not an independent or individual act.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Is there anyone who want to speak to this amendment?
I am not aware of a motion that was presented and approved at the last affiliate task force meeting.
I think she's just moving to put this item on the agenda, and we can discuss that when it gets to the...
Janet Kay, point of order. So, in order to add an item to the agenda, it requires, two-thirds vote?
Yeah. Well, we haven't adopted the agenda yet. We haven't adopted an agenda yet, so it doesn't require two-thirds vote.
Well, it wasn't noticed, but it wasn't noticed.
Well, we still haven't adopted the agenda, so even if it wasn't noticed, it's still a simple majority. Is there anyone else who want to speak to this amendment?
Yes, this is Markey.
Markey, yes.
I'm looking at the bylaws, and it says that the nominations shall close on November 15th. And so I think Serene is right. This is a time-sensitive issue, and we should talk about it tonight.
Tony, this is Heather.
Okay, Heather, you want to speak to the motion?
Yes, I do. You're speaking against the motion?
We've already had one, two people for it. You're speaking against it, the amendment, or for it? Heather?
I don't know that it's really necessary. However, the general managers of all of the affiliate stations with Pacifica have been informed about the nomination. They received this. This has already been done. So I just want you to know that.
Okay.
Adriana, for the stack.
Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. You're on.
I shall have communications with the director, Ursula Rudenberg, and she informed me that was sent to the general managers. But I think that the bylaws are very clear about it, and this process should be open, clear, transparent, and the process should be known by everybody, not by specific managers. I think that the process should be open, and like Margie said, this is time sensitive because the nominations are closed on November 15th of each year. I remember listening to the last PMB meeting where the election of affiliate director was made last year, and somehow wasn't that clear. I went to the bylaw, and it's very clear that the process wasn't the process that the bylaw mentioned, and if it is, it's not clear enough. What we are trying to, I think that what Serena's idea is, for the PMB to decide how this process need to be. All the foundation elections should be transparent. Thank you.
Okay, so we've already had two people for, two people against on our rules.
Tim, with a point of information.
Yes, Tim, what's your point of information? What's your question?
I'm confused about Serene's motion. Is it just an informational? Because it's not coming from the committee, and the cutoff for making new motions was passed.
Okay. This is an argument.
Just an informational announcement?
Tim. We got your question. She's adding this item to the agenda to be discussed.
Is it an informational item, or can somebody read it then?
And we're not going to read it because she's just adding it to the agenda. Serene,
what is it?
She wants to briefly discuss it, but it's just an item she's going to add to the agenda to discuss it.
I understand, but we're going to take a vote on this, so I want to know what it is, please.
You don't.
Serene, could you briefly tell us what it is you're, the item that you're adding to the agenda quickly?
Mr. Chair, this has got to be like the fourth request. I respectfully request that we vote it either up or down. I'm not going to keep repeating the same thing.
But we want to know what we're voting on. We can't simply say what you're adding to the agenda. You can't quickly tell us what the item is we're adding to the agenda that we don't take
a
vote on.
A discussion of the need for affiliate nominations for the next year.
Okay, so we got it. Okay, is there any objection to this amendment?
Mr. Chair, this is Janice Lane Yord. I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane Yord.
No.
Brian Edward Steegers.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn. I didn't hear you.
I'll pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Lydia Bozon.
Yes.
Jim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, Lawrence.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
I can't hear you, George.
No.
No. Janet Coleman? Can't hear you, Janet.
Janet Coleman says no.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Louvette King. Okay. Heather Gray.
No.
One moment, please.
Janet Kay, you don't have my vote.
Yeah,
I vote no.
Mm-hmm. One moment. Nine to five.
I'm sorry, what was the count again?
Nine to six.
Chair's not voting. Okay, the amendment passes. Next person I have on the stack was Lydia.
So I would like to add the ED search / personnel committee item to the agenda.
Is there a second?
Point of information.
We've already okay. The amendment has been made and seconded. Okay, Kim, what's your question?
What is this amendment? And since you're not the chair, I'm not sure why you're presenting an amendment or a motion from the committee. Or what is it that you're presenting, please?
Okay, Kim, you can go on the stack when we've already that's a question that you can.
Can I be on the stack? I have a Margie
yeah.
has.
Yeah.
A
point. May I motivate?
Yes, Margie has
okay.
a point of information. However,
yeah, Margie, what's your point of information?
I want to ask Lydia to tell us where she wants this on the agenda.
Right after election.
Okay.
Right after the election amendment, which was right after the CFO report.
Right.
So my motivation is that because I am on the committee, I know that we voted on a number of motions over a period of time, but we've never had a report on those motions. I mean, they're moot, so they don't require necessarily. There was one meeting I missed, so I don't know if I'm incomplete in my resume, summary of this, rather. But anyway, so if we can have like a summary from the chair, because several motions were passed and acted on, which is fine, but the PMB and the listeners deserve an update on what's going on and any motions that we might, that the full board might need to include. Thank you.
The next person I don't start with, Janet Coleman. I think you requested to be, I assume
no,
you were
No, I did not.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who is...
Sorry, if I did... Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sorry, I withdraw the comment.
I'm sorry? Oh, so you're not requesting...
Yeah, I'm going to pass on.
Does anybody else want to speak to this amendment?
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I'm Can Lydia please send it to us? I'm confused as what the agenda item is. Is she asking for a report from the chair of the personnel committee?
Lydia, you want to briefly address that question?
A report from the personnel committee, whoever wants to speak to it. Hopefully it's the chair that can give us an update. We've passed a number of issues, and that can easily produce a report. And you know, if people want to make motions, we make motions.
Uh-huh.
But it's just
discussion on this
it's end. The ED search personnel, / personnel.
Can I be on a stack about this?
Yes, Janet Goldman.
You know, Janice Lane Ewart was appointed by Margie to set up and run and do this personnel committee business because of her excellence on the personnel committee the year before and on actually any committee that she serves. She is really dispassionate and fair. And so we have been having some internal problems in this committee, I think, and they are about challenging the authority of the chair and the findings of the chair and the agreements that we have all made with the chair and with our history as a personnel committee. We have problems. If there is going to be so much disregard and disrespect for the rules of a committee, you know, if you're going to find out ways to undo the authority of the
point
committee
of
or the
order.
Tasks of the committee, then you are, you know, sabotaging a committee, in my opinion, in this instance. You know, I don't have to say this for time eternal, but in this instance it is very bad.
Margie wants to be on the list.
I can't begin to keep track of the number of times this member has disparaged others and assigned motives. It's completely improper. If you have a legitimate comment, you know, make it. You don't have to try to muddy everyone else's reputation
okay.
in the process.
Okay,
point
we
of
got
information. This
Margie.
Is
Lawrence to the stack, please. Okay, Lawrence. I heard a point of information. Who is that for point of information?
Can Lydia please email the motion to the group, please?
I did.
I haven't received it.
Point of personal privilege.
Pardon me.
Janet, what's your point of privilege?
Yeah, I find that the secretary's remarks about me to be really, you know, trying to turn the crowd against me. But I resist her trying to silence me, as I do anybody else who tries to silence a member trying to express an opinion in a body that is supposed to be able to resolve conflicts peacefully. Because that's
point of information.
So in other words, we're supposed to talk
staff.
To each other.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of information? And Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on the time on the agenda?
I have a point of information.
We have 6 minutes remaining on agenda approval.
Okay, Adriana, what's your point of information?
Mr. Chair, my point of information is at this point, I hear a bunch of arguing and we don't know about what it is. Please refrain yourself from discussions and please give me the same courtesy that I gave you and please mute because I know that it's hard to hear me, to understand me, but it's worse when you interfere. My main question in this is, are we arguing the motions or we are arguing where we will put it or add it or not to the agenda? That sounds to me arguing the motion.
Okay, I think the next person we have on stack was Lawrence. You want to speak to the amendment?
Margie wants to be on. Are you
sorry, yeah, that's right. We had Margie, then Lawrence. Margie.
Okay, so first of all, I don't know why we're having this argument. It's interesting. I think what Janet said points out exactly why this conversation should happen tonight. We should get a report from the members of the committee, and we should talk about
which Janet?
I'm sorry, Janet Coleman. I apologize, Janet. I asked people to convene committees. I did not make any supposition about their history or whether or not that individual would be selected by the committee to chair the committee. People have
convened committees and have not been elected chair. That, you know, I'm sorry, but Janet Coleman, you know, doesn't read my mind, and I don't think it's fair. I ask people to convene committees. What the way it works is someone convenes the committee, then the committee decides who their chair is and how to go forward. I'm perfectly happy with that process, but I did not in any way impugn any motives or characteristics to any of the people that I asked to do that.
Point of order.
I'm sorry.
I had no intention to do that, Margaret.
Okay,
I really
didn't.
I think, and I very strongly urge that we put this item on the agenda.
Okay, Lawrence, next person on the stack. Lawrence?
Yeah, my question is, I'd like to ask a question to the chair of the committee or the committee members as to, secrets glow in the dark and die in the light of exposure. And it seems like this committee has been not reporting, has not provided any information, and I would personally like to hear a report from this committee. So I support the motion, of course.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet Kay.
I call the question.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay, question's been called. Is there any objection to voting on this amendment? Okay, no objection. We'll now go to voting on it. Lydia, could you briefly?
Yeah, I have an objection. Yeah. Sorry, I have an objection. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Madam Secretary, we'll have to call for the question. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll?
Janice Lane Ewart. Can you guys
yes.
hear me? Oh,
yes,
sorry.
I can hear you.
And what's your vote?
I said yes for the second time.
Thank you, Janice. I'm sorry. I was in transit. Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Can't hear you, Kim.
No, sorry.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
I'm sorry, are you saying pass or yes?
I'm sorry, I said yes.
Okay, thanks. One moment, please. I have 12 to 1. Adriana, do you match my numbers?
Yes.
Okay, Chair, 12 to 1.
Okay, I assume that's the end debate. Motion passes. That's 2/3. Not motion, but the call the question passes. We'll now go to the vote on the amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Excuse me. Could you clarify that, please? What are we voting on?
We're voting on Lydia's amendment to the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought I didn't realize we were voting on calling the question. I wouldn't have done that. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so we're now voting on the adding the report or updates from the personnel / ED search committee to the agenda. Janice Lane, you're right?
Of course.
Brian Edward Steger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm voting no because this isn't really a motion.
Okay, we don't need your reasons. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Thank you. Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm getting your yeses and passes a little mixed here. Why yes?
Why yes?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green Robert says yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yep.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
One moment, please.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on agenda approval.
Janet Kate, 14.
I have 14-1, Chair. 14 yes. 14.
Chair is not voting, so the amendment to the agenda passes. Because we're out of time, we'll now go on the vote on the agenda as amended.
Janet K., point of personal privilege, I think.
Yes, Janet K., what's your point?
I'm just going to make a suggestion, since it's hard sometimes to differentiate between yes and pass, that maybe we start using I instead of yes. Anyway.
Okay, the suggestion has been made. Could members consider that? Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the amended agenda?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Aye.
Brian Edwards Teagart.
Mr. Chair, can you ask for objection?
For objection?
Yes.
To the amended agenda? Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda being amended, the amended agenda? Without objection, the agenda is adopted. Thank you for reminding us of that. Okay, now we go into the agenda. The first item we have on the agenda is the chair, the interim executive director's report. Okay, we have 15 minutes for this item, and I'm sure our timekeeper will start running the clock. Okay, Madam IED.
Thank you.
Margaret?
I sent this report to you all, I think it was yesterday. I'd hoped to also send you a report on the status of the various lawsuits.
Wait,
can you speak up?
I didn't receive the report. I did not receive it. Can you send it out again?
That's hard to believe. Okay, sure. Can someone else send it out for me? Because I want to do this, and it would distract me if I had to send it out again. The report is entitled Pacifica Pension Plans IED Report. I had also hoped to send you a report about the various lawsuits that Pacifica is involved in, and I was unable to get that together. It doesn't matter. We've been busy in the national office. I know that because my report is not available necessarily to people on the stream, although if anybody wants it, I'm happy to send it to them, I will read it out loud. I don't think it'll take very long. And there is a motion at the end that I need us to deal with tonight. Dear colleagues, I am writing to clarify where we stand with regard to our obligations under the two retirement plans Pacifica maintains for its employees. One, profit-sharing pension plan. Since 1997, Pacifica has maintained what is called a profit-sharing plan. Given our finances, I hope everybody gets the irony of that. This plan is administered by Verisite, which is a third-party administrator, and audited by PMB Heelan Donovan. The information below is based on conversations Raul and I have had with both of them. To be eligible for this plan, an employee must be at least 18 years of age, have worked at Pacifica for 1 year, and have been scheduled to work for 1,000 hours in order to participate. Under the terms of the plan itself, contributions by Pacifica are voluntary. However, Pacifica's union contracts require that Pacifica contribute 2% of employee wages to the plan. According to the plan's administrator, this triggers a non-discrimination provision of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, ERISA, that require Pacifica to make equivalent contributions on behalf of all eligible employees, whether or not they are covered by a union contract. Pacifica's contributions to the plan is not required until June of the end of its fiscal year, September 30th. Contributions for this fiscal year, which ended day before yesterday, have to be made by next June. The audit and required tax filings have been completed timely for this plan. The most recent audit of the plan notes that Pacifica made no contributions for 2012 and 2013. Pacifica did accrue a pension expense in 2012, which is reflected in Pacifica's audit for that year. Raul and I are now working with the plan administrator, Verisite, on our plan to make catch-up contributions for 2012 and 2013. Verisite is helping us to make retroactive contributions to the plan legally and accurately. They are researching the legalities of making retroactive contributions on behalf of terminated employees. They will also help us identify and fill gaps in our paperwork on plan participants. For example, many of our plan participants have never filled out beneficiary forms, and we suspect they were never asked to fill out beneficiary forms, although they should have been. Our 2014 contributions will need to be deposited by June of 2015. The trustees for this plan are currently Tracy Rosenberg and Dan Siegel, both of whom wish to be replaced and need to be replaced. I am requesting this go on our agenda for October 2nd. So I'm at the end of my report, I'm going to ask that we deal with that issue. Okay, 403B plan. Pacifica also maintains a 403B plan under which eligible employees can elect to have pre-tax money deducted from their paychecks and deposited to a retirement account. Pacifica matches these voluntary contributions up to 4% of gross salary. And let me just clarify that employees can request up to 4% of gross salary be deducted for the 403B plan. Because the number of staff using this plan is small, no annual audit is required. However, reports to the IRS are. In 2009, 2010, and 2011, Pacifica failed to make the required reports to the IRS. In 2013, when Pacifica discovered that the reports had not been made, Pacifica's insurance broker consultant suggested that Pacifica hire all Valley administrators to prepare the reports and submit them to the IRS. That was done in June of 2013. All Valley administrators submitted their invoice to Pacifica but were never paid. As a result, all Valley administrators ended their contract with Pacifica and did not file tax forms for fiscal year 2013. Let me just interject here that we did receive notice from the IRS that we have an extension until October 15th to make this report. So apparently someone requested the report, although we don't know who. We have asked Verisite, which has been the third-party administrator for the profit-sharing plan, to take over administration of the 403B plan as well. Verisite will assist Pacifica in filing the 2013 tax report, which is required by October 15th, 2014. And that's the end of my report. And let me just say that I will, you know, do my best to answer any questions people have about the report. I don't know how much time is left in this segment, but I will also try and answer any questions that people have about anything else that you want to ask. But that's, before the 15 minutes is up, I want us to consider a motion on the replacing the pension plan trustees. And should I make that motion now?
Yes, okay. You want to make that motion now, okay. And then we can.
Okay. I want to move that that Raul Salvador be one of the trustees. That is my motion, and I will leave it up to the body to select the other trustees. We need to have two trustees. If I have a second.
Could everyone mute their phones? So what's your motion again?
That we appoint Raul Salvador as one of the two pension plan trustees, and if I have a second, I'd like to motivate my motion.
Okay, could everyone mute their phones? Someone we can't hear. Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Benito.
Benito seconded the motion. Margie, you want to motivate that motion?
Yes. George, mute your phone. The various people involved in our pension plan, the broker who handles our investments, the Verisite third-party administrator, all suggested that one of the plan trustees should be someone who is employed by the organization and is considered a stable person in the office, because our the personnel from the from the Pacifica National Board tends to turn over. And I will say that I did do some research, and I have learned that both LaVarne Williams and Lynn Magno, who used to be the controller, have been the plan trustees in the past. And, in fact, the two of them were the plan trustees for several years running. So I think there's a precedent in Pacifica for having the CFO be one of the plan trustees. And
Janet.
And so that's my motion. Thank you.
Janet, okay. Point of information.
Kim to the stack.
For the stack.
Okay. Kim to the stack.
Okay, I have Janet Kay, a point of information. I have Kim to the stack. And was that Brian?
And Jose Luis.
Yes, Brian.
And George. Okay, Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Yeah, what is the responsibility of a trustee for the pension plan?
That's a good question. The trustee is supposed to review any plan documents, any expenditures from the plan to make sure that they're accurate and appropriate, and to make sure that the plan is being handled in a way that is completely transparent so that participants in the plan can have access to any information that they need at any time. And
okay.
The trustee also signs off on certain transactions.
Thank you.
First line of staff was Kim.
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions. Okay, we know that Heal and Donovan said there was no money in the account, but the Armanino audit did say it had been paid in full for 2012. This keeps bugging me. Like, how can Armanino say it was paid and then Heal and said it's not? I mean, it still appears there's $100,000 missing. Please let me finish. And did we change administrators from Hancock to All Valley? No, is it All Valley or Vera, whatever? But I really want an answer to why the Armanino audit for 2012 said it had been paid. It did not say it had been accrued. It said it had been paid.
Okay,
and I need to find out this is, you know, listeners' money. So
information,
we need to know.
It's Lawrence.
Okay, we had a point of order by Janet Kay. What was your point of order?
Well, I was just wondering how this applies to the motion.
Thank you.
Okay. Who is that for point of information?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, yes. What's your point of information?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if the member, the director, could point to what page of the 2012 audit she claims that she saw that.
Kim, could you quickly point out the page or the reference which you were referring to?
Yes, I'll get it in a second. Let me just find it.
Okay, while we're waiting on that, Margie, did you want to briefly?
You know, I don't want to engage in a dialogue about this. I think people should. I've made a motion. I think it's perfectly clear. I motivated it, and I think that people should speak to the motion, and we should vote it up or down.
Point of information: this is just speaking to the motion. We have missing $100,000 signed off by the auditor.
Kim, what's your question? You had a point of information. What's your question?
That's it. We need to ask these questions. Why can't we ask these questions? That's my
Brian
point of information.
Next person we have on the stack is Brian. Yes.
I have substitute language based on my understanding that we need two trustees. The substitute language is as follows. The Pacifica National Board hereby removes Tracy Rosenberg and Daniel M. Siegel as trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan and appoints Chief Financial Officer Raul Salvador and Chair Margie Wilkinson to serve as successor trustees. I've just sent it out.
Is there a second to that substitute motion?
Second, George.
It's been seconded. Brian, you want to quickly motivate that?
Well, I think we need tighter language. We need to explicitly tell the pension fund that we're removing the two people who were there as trustees. And we need to give them more than one person to serve as new trustees. And if Margie doesn't want that seat or someone else would prefer someone else be the second trustee, I would encourage you to, adopt my language and then amend it further. Because I think we need language like this.
Okay. Is there any objection to this substitute motion?
Yeah.
There's an objection?
I object, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Okay. Do we have discussion on the... We want to go back to this.
Tony, and point of something, because I found the page. It is on page 14 of the audit. It says the foundation contributed $200,101 during 2012 to these retirement plans.
Okay. Anybody else who want to go on the stack for the substitute motion? Is there any discussion? No discussion?
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes, Jose Luis.
Okay. So, you know, I would amend the motion to not add Margie as a trustee, but Kim Kaufman as a trustee.
Is there a second to that motion?
Well, I'll second it. Hell.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on that?
I'm sorry. Are you going to email that, Jose Luis?
Is there any further discussion on that amendment? No discussion. We'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the amendment of adding Raul and Kim Kaufman? Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Janice Lane, you're right.
Yes.
Brian Edward Seeger.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm going to abstain.
Lydia Rosson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Although, sure.
Lawrence Reyes.
Watchdog.
No.
Adriana Castaneda.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green Roberts votes no. Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Janet Coburn, you pass.
Sorry. Yes.
Yes, you're voting yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Aye. Hi.
No one mute their phones.
It'll take me a moment.
Vote 771, Chair.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
771.
Chair votes no.
Okay. 781.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on the IED report. We'll require a motion to extend if we wish to continue discussion.